Coming up, it's lightning fill in the blank, but first it's the game where you have to listen for the rhyme. If you'd like to play on air, call or leave a message at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. You can send an email to waitwait@npr.org. You can also go to our website at waitwait.npr.org, where you can find out about attending our weekly live shows. Here at the Chase Auditorium in downtown Chicago, you can also go to the NPR shop and buy the new double CD, Best of Not My Job, featuring Tom Hanks, Janine Garofalo, Tom and Ray, and many, many others. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Annie Hale from Wellfleet, Massachusetts.
Wellfleet?
Yes.
Isn't that one of those great maritime towns?
Yes, it is, right towards the end of the Cape.
Right towards the end. It's beautiful out there.
Yeah, it's gorgeous.
Wow. Is it nice once the tourists leave for the winter?
That's the best. Labor Day is a big holiday around here.
Do you stand you stand in your porch, goodbye.
They actually hang banners off of the overpasses.
Really?
Yeah, saying, bye, see ya.
And then there's the ritual lowering of the prices.
Yes, exactly.
Well, Annie, welcome to our show. Now it is time for the Listener Limerick Challenge. Carl Castle is going to read you three news-related limericks provided by our limericist, Philip Gotica. Each time, the last word or phrase will be missing. Your job, complete the limerick two times out of three. Do that, and you will win Carl's voice on your home answering machine.
Wonderful.
Okay, here we go. Here's your first limerick.
I'd protest how employers do rob, but I can't get time off from my job. But the cause shouldn't burn out. Let's ensure a big turnout. Use the service they call rent a...
job.
No. Renting a job. That'd be interesting. Not quite. Let's listen to it again. Yeah. There are some key words.
Okay.
I'd protest how employers do rob, but I can't get time off from my job. But the cause shouldn't burn out. Let's ensure a big turnout. Use the service they call rent a...
Well, you've got me stumped.
Protest, big turnout.
I'm drawing a blank.
Nothing. How about mob?
Oh.
Right. Mob. Rent a mob. Who hasn't been there? You're really riled up about something. You want the world to know it, but you don't want it quite enough to get off the couch. Well, worry no more. A German website, erento.com, is offering new rent and angry mob service. You can peruse the website. Hire more than 300 protesters to go and protest whatever cause, you know, you're for or against at whatever site you choose. So the next time the odious operation of the machine makes you want to throw yourself in the gears, just sit back and relax while the hired help does it. All right, very good. Here is your next limerick.
We'll need to think up a great logo quick. We're hitting the realm of the no-go trick. Nobody can trump our turbocharged jump. We're getting big air on our...
lift?
That would be an interesting answer, but it does not rhyme.
Let's do it again.
Let's try it again. Listen again.
I'm doing terribly.
No, you're not.
We get it.
What you're doing is you're generating suspense, which is good. All right, here we go.
Okay.
We'll need to think up a great logo quick. We're hitting the realm of the no-go trick. Nobody can trump our turbocharged jump. We're getting big air on our...
Rhymes with logo quick.
Gosh, this game always seems so easy when
doesn't
I hear it on
though?
The show.
I know. You sit at home, it's easy. Nobody's listening. But then you get on the show, we're all here.
Yeah.
Involves jumping.
Sort of.
Something.
Stick?
Yes. What kind of stick?
Pogo stick?
Yes, very good.
Wow.
Unhappy...
This week's guest limericist, James Joyce.
No, it's still unhappy with the wimpy bouncing action of old school pogo sticks, a man named Brian Spencer has come up with Vertigo, a turbocharged pogo stick powered by compressed air. He's able to bounce over cars, hop onto walls, do other amazing feats of derring do. Sales are going through the roof, as are the people using the thing. You're one for two. If you get this right, Annie, you'll win. Here we go. Here's your last limerick.
Come on, boy. That's right. Come here. Had a hard day, huh, chasing your rear? Here's a tall, frosty bowl. You can growl. I say skull. Bottoms up, buddy. Let's drink our...
beer?
Beer, yes, beer. Very good. Finally, man's best friend can join their masters at the end of the day ritual, kicking back, enjoying a brew. Called kwispel, the Dutch word for tail wagging, the doggy beer is made from beef extract and malt. Another related story this week, a newly necessary invention, the first ever weight loss pill for dogs, which means that our pets will soon be as drunk and self-loathing as we are. And won't that be nice?
An anorexic dog, I don't want to see that.
That'd be bad.
No.
I'm just imagining, you know, the dog, yeah. You know, you put the collar in the dog, and the dog looks at you and says, "This make me look fat?"
Right. Yeah.
You know that famous painting of the poker-playing dogs? Now
yeah.
We have the painting of a bunch of dogs at a bar going...
Just sitting there, telling their troubles.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, telling the troubles to the bartender. Yeah, they castrated me, man. I don't know.
One
really got nothing
to
say.
There, the next day they were gone.
It's terrible.
Don't, I'll never get in the car again.
Carl, how did Annie do in our quiz?
Annie did well enough, Peter. She had two correct answers. So, Annie, I'll be doing the message on your home answering machine.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Thanks a lot, Annie.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.